welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, just briefly about Memorial Day and talk about military honors. And to start it out, there is a quote that was given by Ronald Reagan. And he said, "We remember those who were called upon to give all a person can give. And remember those who were prepared to make that sacrifice if it were demanded of them in the line of duty, and it never was. Most of all, we remember the devotion and gallantry of which all who have all of them ennobled their nation as they became champions of a noble cause." That's by Ronald Reagan. If you've served in the military, a lot of times people get some things confused. They think that sometimes people think that everything is covered, and it's really not, and you need to know what is covered and what is not. What we're going to talk about right now is just some of the basics that a person has earned by their service in the military. If you have served in the military, make sure you put in a safe place your honorable discharge. It can be a general discharge as well. It just cannot be less than honorable. But make sure that somebody has this. If you don't have this, you can also have a copy of what's called a DD-214 or your discharge paperwork. Make sure it's in a safe place. And then make sure that you know where it's at, and make sure, more importantly, that the person that's going to be doing your arrangements knows where that's at. You are entitled to, this is the minimum. You have the right and the privilege to be able to be buried in a national cemetery, in a maybe a military state cemetery, as well as there are some posts within the United States that have places that you can be buried. And you have the right to be able to be buried in those. Generally, we see like a national cemetery. And here in Oregon, we have a couple. One's Willamette National Cemetery, beautiful, up in the Portland area. Another one down in Roseburg. But you have the right to be buried or placed in a niche if you're going to be cremated. Now, you don't have the coverage of getting there, you know, being picked up, cremated, getting ready for burial. But everything from the gates of the cemetery in are covered, and you need to understand that. One of the things that everybody always sees on TV or remember, they all say, well, it's a 21-gun salute. Well, it may not be 21 guns, but in a lot of locations, if they have military people present, if there's a detachment there that's available, you do have the right to have the flag. It can be folded. You can have taps played. If they are there and they're available, in some places they also will do they'll have like three rifle volleys with three riflemen there. They'll fold that flag and they will present that to the next of kin. And that's a pretty moving and special thing that everybody's entitled to. And that doesn't just take place at the military cemetery, at a national cemetery. That can be done at your church. It could be done at the beach, you know, down on the beach, and you're having a celebration of life there, a park. Now, again, if you're going to have a rifle volley, we need to make sure that the local police know that there's going to be rifles fired somewhere. It can be at a local cemetery, but it can be done anywhere, and your funeral director can arrange that for you. Make sure that when you bring in your military documentation, the funeral director can call national scheduling and get you scheduled to go to a national cemetery or to do all of those honors. They can take care of all of that for you, or your family can do it themselves if they want to. Something else that a lot of people don't know, if you're at a national cemetery, you also get a marker, like a headstone, or your name will be placed on the outside of a niche, and that is also free of charge. And your spouse, and as long as you show that you've been legally married, your spouse can be placed there with you and can go on that marker as well as on the niche. If you're going to be placed in a cemetery, just out the a private cemetery, a headstone can also be made at the military expense. Now, installing it at the cemetery is going to be your family's expense, but a free marker is a free marker. I mean, it's, you know, about $800 for one of those types of markers. If you have a loved one that has already been placed in a private cemetery and they have a regular marker or a headstone and you want to commemorate their service, you can get one of these, which is you can get a certificate mailed to you, and or you can have one of these, which is an emblem. So if you're in a private cemetery with a private marker, one of these can be placed on the headstone or on the marker. And that can be done as well. The family can order these. This is is called a claim for a government medallion for placement in a private cemetery. And it's a beautiful bronze. Hopefully you can see that, a beautiful bronze emblem. And it will say what branch of service that you served in. And that can be placed at a private cemetery. And I was reading my notes and I thought this is what I was supposed to talk about. But I'm also supposed to talk about a presidential certificate that can be mailed to your family as well. And that's something to talk to your funeral director about getting those made and mailed directly to your family. And it is signed, maybe not personally, but it is signed. It at least shows a signature of the current president at the time. So that's a pretty special thing to, and you can have multiple. We've actually ordered up to a dozen for children and grandchildren to receive one of those letters thanking that family for the service of their loved one. Hopefully this has all helped. If you have a chance, please make sure you go to one of your local cemeteries or one of the local events that's being held in your area to celebrate Memorial Day this weekend, as well as if you have no place to go, remember that you can have a national moment of silence, and it is at 3 p.m. your time. And just remember to be able to have, you can have a moment of silence. You can think about somebody in your family that's given their service and was killed in service to our country. Or if you don't have anyone, you can just think about all of the men and women that have given their all so that we can have it all. Thanks for listening. Again, my name is Brian. Pass it on to somebody that you think would be interested in this. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.